أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 115 of Surah An-Nisa. The discussion yesterday in ayat number 114 was with regards to our private consultation, that it should consist of commanding the good, commanding sadaqah, charity, and islah bain al-nas, that is reformation between people, mediate, arbitrate, and create good blood between people. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about opposing our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah forbid, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us from that. One is, as believers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person brings iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Nabi of Allah ta'ala. And then a person takes it one step further, that we bring iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we bring iman and we believe that the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the way of life of najat and success for us in this world and in the hereafter. Whatever our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us, if we practice upon it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be pleased. In this world, Allah ta'ala will grant us success at the time of maut, in our qabr and our akhirat. That is the ultimate that a believer should strive for and aspire for. On the other hand, a person has iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then a person does not practice upon the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is a very low caliber of a believer. But the worst believer is that person that does not believe in any status of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, a person believes that the Quran is the Quran and the sunnah holds no value in the eyes of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala forbid. And the worst of all is a person that opposes the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about here. So, just to give some examples, that sometimes we feel that in our little minds that there are certain sunan, certain sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was confined and constricted only to that particular time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now it cannot be adapted in our lives. Like we speak about the miswak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we may feel in our hearts and in our minds, we're living in a very modern time, and because we have things like toothbrushes, or we have things like toothpaste, so that miswak, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, our minds then tell us that it is antiquated, it is outdated, it is not necessary, it has no value. Wa na'udhu billah, it has the greatest value in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala because it was the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we are unable to practice on a sunnah for whatever our reason be, then we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to practice upon that sunnah. Rather, we ask Allah Rabbul Izzat to give us that tawfiq, then opposing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى, that person who opposes the Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after al-huda, guidance had been clear to him. In other words, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given him hidayat, the Quran Sharif had come down, everything has been clear to him, it is absolutely clear, and then thereafter the person opposes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is one aspect. The second aspect, Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَتَّبِعَ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that he follows the way against the path of the believers. Now here is another aspect that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about. In the terminology of the ulama, this is known as ijma. which we will translate in English as the consensus of the ummah. Now, one was Rasul, one was the Quran Sharif, that is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed, that it forms the very basic source of our Sharia. Thereafter, the Mubarak Hadith and the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we will call the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third that forms the source of our Shariat is Ijma of the Ummah. Ijma of the Ummah is, when we look at Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum on the one hand, that when Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had gained consensus on a matter, and all the Sahaba had agreed, no Sahabi had disagreed, the majority of them had accepted something, then that is ijma and it is accepted. When that comes down in the generations, or at any particular time, and a generation of ulama had accepted something, then that becomes ijma. In a lengthy hadith, one part of the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about Allah Ta'ala's grace upon this ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this ummah will never be unanimous on batil. The ulama of this ummah will never unanimously decide anything on batil, in other words, against the haq, against the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So hence, when they have all unanimously decided on something, then it will be the haq and it has to be followed. Somebody asked Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, that where do you ulama get this concept of ijma? Where do you get this concept of the consensus of the ummah, the consensus of the ulama? So for 3 days, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi read the Quran Sharif from Surah Fatiha till the end. Complete khatam for 3 days, 3 nights. And then after that, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi went back to them and he said, and he recited this complete ayah, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ till the end. The ulama of his time had all agreed that the consensus of the ulama, the consensus of this ummah is enshrined in this ayat of the Quran Sharif, and it is part of the Quran Sharif. So whoever goes against the grain of the consensus of the ulama, نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى, we will turn them in the direction that they have turned. If they've turned against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have opposed him, they have opposed the consensus of the ummah, then we turn them in the very way that they have turned, وَنُسْلِهِ jahannam, and we will throw them into the fire of Jahannam, وَسَاءَتْ masira, and it is an evil abode, it is a bad place. So hence here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has spoken about 2 aspects, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala safeguard us, and Allah ta'ala protect our iman, that this is a very, very important aspect, that when the ummah has unanimously decided on something, especially the sahaba coming down from there, and the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, let us try to grasp it, let us try to practice upon it. But the least is, if we cannot practice upon any sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, rather we ask Allah ta'ala for the tawfiq, rather we ask Allah ta'ala for the spiritual guidance, than opposing any one sunnah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.